Hey, the best I am. Hey, welcome back to Tables Parlay. And yes, it's been a year, talking about 2018. It's been a long time, y'all, but I'm back to inspire, talk all things culture, life, and hope. Let's get into it. Tables Parlay. Let's talk about 2018. The last time I broadcast, it was a few months ago. It's a lot going on in my life. I believe I, let's rehash. I believe I spoke with the few followers that I have, and hopefully I inspired you, but I, through the grace of God, came through breast cancer. I'm still here, obviously. Thank you, Jesus. And I think I chronicled post-breast cancer treatment, depression, and some of the challenges that you have. And it's been quite a few months since I last broadcast. And so here we are in December 2018, in reflection, like many of us, as we are reflecting on our year. And all the things that we accomplished, tried to accomplish, and are accomplishing. You got like less than 30 days before we're out of here for 2018. But in reflection, I wanted to come on and talk about 2018. Many have may have not ever reached any of your goals for 2018, or you are in the process of hurriedly trying to finish those goals. But I wanted to come on and encourage you that all is not lost, and how 2018 has helped me and inspired me for 2019. So let's get into it. 2018 started out with, of course, having a mastectomy because of ductal carcinoma cancer, and entering into this life of now multiple doctor's appointments and scans and medication, the new normal of no longer being as healthy as I once was. My former self was one that was a marathon runner, loved exercise, loved eating healthy. And so arriving at January 2018 with this major distraction of cancer, mastectomy, post-cancer, it kind of threw all of my goals out the window, all of my resolutions out the window, and realize that sometimes those resolutions don't matter, and challenges in life and major life events such as cancer really refocuses you or the individual on things that really matter in life, which is family, which is health, which is enjoying every moment and being in the moment and enjoying the grace of God. I am just so thankful and grateful for every little thing that God brings into my life. And it really clarified life for me in the sense that those big dreams and big goals that we reach for, which are good, there's nothing wrong with those. Sometimes in reaching and trying to attain those goals and being ambitious, you're not listening to your body. You're not listening to your health. You're not listening to what God is saying. And he sends warnings oftentimes in small, very small voice. So if anything, I've learned to slow down and to be in the moment and to appreciate the small things. Everything else will work itself out in time, and you just have to slow down, be still, and know that all things are going to work out for your good. Post-surgery, I went back to my regular life, went back to work, went back to school, I went back to my regular exercise routine and life began to get its rhythm back for me. And then, boom, again, I found myself back in the hospital. I nearly died. Immune suppressant. My immune system was suppressed. And then, boom, we're back in the hospital. Distraction number two of the year. And made it through that challenge, and it interrupted my life once again. Got out the hospital and began to start my life again, my normal routine. Boom, again, get sick again, September. And distraction number three. And it can be mind-blowing and frustrating how life will sometimes raise up speed bumps in your path. And when you get a good sense of momentum in life, and then here comes a speed bump or a distraction. And I had to overcome that as well. And through the grace of God, I did. And now we are here in December. By the grace of God, I am here. And looking back in retrospect, I just want to inspire and encourage others. Distractions will come. Speed bumps will come, but keep going. Keep going. Looking back, if I would have given up after the surgery in January, if I would have given up after the hospitalization in May and in September, I would not have accomplished what I accomplished. And through the grace of God, I look back. And I'm saying this to encourage you, those who may be feeling a little downtrodden or depressed. The holidays are kind of difficult because it's a time of reflection. It's at the end of the year. And oftentimes we reflect, oh, what did we accomplish? Or, man, I need to accomplish this goal. I said I was going to do this goal in January, and now it's November, December. And I've yet to even scratch the surface. So I want to encourage you, in retrospect, speed bumps will come, challenges will come, roadblocks will come, but keep going. Keep going. Through the challenges of life throughout the year, it is normal to feel frustrated. It is normal to feel confused. Will I ever be able to move forward? Will I ever complete a task? And especially during the holidays, as we are moving steadily towards the end of the year and we are self-reflecting, many are filled with a lot of disillusionment, despondency, depression, because they're looking at what they have not accomplished. I want to inspire you, and the purpose of this episode is to be encouraged and not to look at what you didn't accomplish, but look at what was accomplished during this year, despite challenges. This year, that even though I had a mastectomy and endured cancer, and I am still enduring cancer, I'm thriving over cancer, I was able to still continue my studies in college towards my Bachelor's of Science in Education. I continued writing my book, which I finished my first chapter. I produced and directed and edited my first television show for women about starting over, about women overcoming challenges, which I am shopping to get it distributed. I was able to throw my mother's 80th birthday party. I was able to do all of this without a card. How do I do that? I don't know, but by the grace of God. So I look back over what I was able to accomplish, not what I didn't accomplish. I want to encourage you, focus on the things that was accomplished in your year and be thankful and grateful, filled with gratitude of what was accomplished in this year, what God brought you through this year, and stay focused on that. And that will inspire you and set you up for your jumping place or your launching place for next year. If I would have stayed in a state of despondency, despair, or focused on the speed bump, or focused on the wall, or focused on the different challenges, I would have stayed right there in the moment. And so this is where I want to take a pause here. In life, you're going to always have challenges and diversions and distractions. And if you stay in that moment, you will stay paralyzed in that moment. And I want to ask you, what are you setting your eyes on? Are you focused on the past? Are you focused on your circumstance at the moment? Are you keeping your focus on the vision of the future? The Bible says, those that lack vision will perish. So you must get a vision of the future so that when challenges, roadblocks, speed bumps come, you keep your eyes toward the future. What are you envisioning? Because if you keep your eyes toward the future, momentum will continue in your life. It's like running a marathon. Life is like running a marathon. And 2018 for me felt like the longest marathon ever. However, if I would have stayed focused on the finish line, the mastectomy, the cancer in January, I would have never ever finishing my race. In running, you can't focus on the start. You have to focus and envision the finish. What are you envisioning for 2018 in the finish? Are you focused on what you didn't accomplish, what you didn't do, what happened in March, what happened in June, what didn't happen? Are you focusing on, wow, it is November, and wow, I really did accomplish more than I thought I would? If you stay focused on what you accomplished, if you stay focused on every mile that you have come thus far, it gives you the inspiration to run steady and strong to the finish. So I want to come on, the purpose of this podcast was to inspire you to run steady to the finish, strong to the finish in 2018. Stay focused on what you have accomplished, not on what you haven't accomplished. And run strong, steady to the finish for 2018. What are you envisioning? Envision the future. Envision the finish. And you're going to finish strong. I'll see you at the finish line. I'll see you in 2018, crossing over to 2019. Steady to the finish, steady to the strong. I encourage you to keep running and don't look back. Well, this is Table Parlay. Thank you for listening. I hope you are inspired, and keep going.